This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Everybody in my house is single. They don't even want to be in relationships. You know, they're always like, oh, I hate, you always got to check in with a lady. You always got to tell a lady where you're at. And I'm like, that sounds lovely. I would love to tell somebody where I'm at. I would love for somebody to know where I am. You think my adult roommates care where I'm at? I could disappear. The cops would show up to my house like, when did you notice Grant was missing? They would be like, oh, Grant's missing? Yeah, he disappeared a week ago. They'd be like, oh no! How are we gonna pay the rent?
On the wake-up call, 106.5 The End. It is the end of the week. It is the end of the month.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We did it. Ah, boy, oh boy. Really, if you're a two-income household, there's a good chance you both got paid today. And I'll bet that feels good. Ah, boy, oh boy.
Yeah, but you always know that it's like, if it's the end of the month, it means you got to pay the first of the month bills. So,
oh, yeah, that's true. Oh. My mortgage comes out on the first. I get to enjoy it almost not at all.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Kevin, how are you?
Doing great.
Yeah?
Yes.
What are your big plans for your money?
Oh
good question.
That's a good question. You know, this weekend it's just gonna go where it wants to go.
You don't even like you don't forecast it or like
I
have
think
like
he forecast it on food.
See, pre-planning is a lot to do.
You like, don't what you if, don't think like okay, once I have money, I'm gonna go eat at blank.
Yes, well, I have my payday meals.
Okay,
like when it's payday, I treat myself out to a thing that I've been craving all 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
But this time I think I did the little split thingy where I'm saving money because I got to save money for cards next week.
Wait a second. Wait, what?
Yeah, I have to save about...
What was the word you said?
Save 400 for cards.
Am I saying this right?
Save. Yes.
Okay.
Put aside.
You're really focused on the wrong word.
As long as he's saving for something, it's a concept. It's a concept.
No.
I love that. Yes.
$400 on cards?
Hold on. We'll go back to that in a second, okay? I'm proud of you.
See, oh God.
I'm proud of you because you are saving money for something. Now, when I was a kid, I wanted nothing more than a Sega CD. Okay?
Say that again.
A Sega CD.
Which is what?
Sega Genesis. Remember Sega Genesis? They invented, it's the first time ever video games were on discs.
Got it. Okay.
And
it's,
it was,
but it's
like
a game. You're talking about a game.
It was a console. But it was a console that plugged into the Sega Genesis. I wanted it so badly. Real actors in video games blew my mind.
Okay.
Mowed lawns for an entire spring and summer.
Okay.
Wow.
Saved all of it. Got the Sega CD. It sucked.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. It had like 5 games. 3 of them were trash.
Okay.
Oh. I learned my lesson.
Okay.
A valuable lesson.
Which was?
Don't save money.
No. If you want something, save for it. It's not my fault that what I wanted was dumb. That's not my fault. I was a kid.
Right.
He's just a kid.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
It's not his fault that what he wants is dumb.
Right. My passion.
He's learning to save. Okay. Is he learning it a couple decades too late? Ah!
Okay.
Sliding scale.
Okay.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you're saying he wants to celebrate just the fact that he has gotten to this point.
Mm-hmm,
that's exactly what I'm saying. He wants to own a house one day. Leapfrog, apartment, and roommate go right to house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably a mansion. Okay?
Yes.
He said he wants a 4-bedroom.
A 4.
A guest room.
Yeah. I get it. Okay? And then one for your cards.
No, my cards won't be that big.
So if he's going to get there, he's got to learn this lesson first. He's got to figure out how to save $400 to spend it on something stupid.
Okay.
He's going to realize it's stupid, but he's going to remember how to save.
Is he going to realize it's stupid?
Oh, probably not, because the card values are probably going to double. I'm going to make probably spend $400 and make probably $800 if I choose to sell.
All right.
But this one I'm just collecting.
So you're not going to choose to sell.
I'm not going to sell it.
So you are going to lose $400.
I'm not losing it.
Yeah.
The joy and happiness, there's no price on it.
How many things, though, have you purchased because they're collectibles that you have that just sit on a shelf?
I was just going to ask that same question.
They bring you no joy.
That's a good question. They did give me joy for a part of my period, and every time I look, it's very nostalgic. I'm like, oh, I remember that.
Well, I don't want you to feel joy for part of your period. I want you to feel joy for your whole period.
Well, I gotta make more money.
Yeah. Well, don't we all? But like, I'm just saying, I'm proud of you, and I applaud this.
You're
such a hater.
No, it's because I love you.
It's baby steps.
Okay.
It is baby steps.
Thank
you. It's a good way to look at it, Kevin.
Thank you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Noelle this morning. Good morning, Noelle.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing fine. Let's talk about you, though. So your boyfriend, James, you think that he's cheating on you. First of all, actually, how long have you and James been together?
We've been together about 2 years.
Okay. So this is serious. And do you live together?
It's very serious, yeah. We do live together.
Okay.
We moved in together about a year ago, so.
And why do you think James is cheating?
He's been on his phone quite a bit, and I asked him again if he was playing a game, and I could see his screen, and I'm pretty sure he was texting with someone.
And it was some sort of,
I could see in the reflection, it was like an actual text message conversation. So at this point, I'm like, okay, he's lying to me now, so why is he lying to me, you know?
Katie's going to call him up, pretend to be a telemarketer offering him free roses. We'll see who he sends him to. We'll see what he writes on the card, and then we'll conference everybody together and see what's going on. Okay?
Yep.
It's War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak with James, please?
Yes.
Hi, James. This is Lisa with I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
You said, right?
Yes, it's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
I am going to. Okay, hold on. I am going to send it to Amanda.
Okay, and then before I get Amanda's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Hey, babe, I miss you, and I hope this brings a smile on your face.
Hi, James, this is Gavin and Katie. We're on the wake-up call on 106.5 The M. Not a real offer for roses. It's War of the Roses, which is a relationship test, and listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Newell, who thought that you were cheating on her, and
it
doesn't look good. Oh. Yeah, Noelle, you're back on. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just.
Okay.
I mean,
let's talk to James. James,
who is Amanda?
Who is Amanda?
Okay, hold on.
No, not hold on. It's an easy question to answer. Who is Amanda?
Just a coworker. I don't. Really, you
that you miss and you send flowers to? Why? Stop bullshitting.
You don't miss your coworkers. You don't miss. I don't understand. You did all of this just like I don't understand.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Look, you're cheating. No one's buying your
This is something you. It's just something. First off, it's just something you say. The fact that you
hold on, James. James, why wouldn't you have sent them to her, to Noelle?
I mean, I do that. I've done that already. I do that all the time.
Who's Amanda? Why don't I know who she is?
I've talked about it before. Don't do that. I've definitely talked about it before. I definitely said she was a coworker. It's not that
okay,
serious.
Okay, you don't send your coworker, who's a woman, flowers and say, I miss you, babe. You literally
call her babe. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. Yeah, you do. You do that.
It does matter.
Okay, hold on 1 second. James, are you being serious when you say that this is the behavior of every guy?
Everyone does that. It's one of the Christmas. You send Christmas cards. You send Valentine's Day stuff. It just happens.
No,
I'll tell you that.
I've never done that either. I've worked with Katie for how many years now?
17.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever sent her flowers.
He did send me flowers when my cat died. That's not true, but it came from him and his wife.
Okay, that's true.
And he
true.
Doesn't
yeah.
call you babe.
So did
and
her cat die?
And he did not
die?
Call me babe. He did not call me babe.
Are there any dead cats?
You all can't be serious. No, there's no.
Okay.
Wow, okay, yeah. Deflection. You have the audacity to tell me you love me while you're messing around with someone from work. Like, you've made me look so stupid.
You know what? I don't need this bullshit. I'm done.
He's gone.
He hung up?
Yes. He hung up.
So I don't know if you want to call him or not. I don't know. I mean, this seems pretty open and shut.
No, I'm going to go home and tag his. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I mean, you don't even need me to tell you what he says and what he did is not something that is a normal thing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, right. All right. Well, Noelle, good luck with everything. You seem like a tough cookie, and
yep.
I'm not worried about you at all, honestly. It's War of the Roses on the wake-up call. But right now, we have to talk about Kimberly. You came all the way down here from where?
Folsom, California.
Folsom.
Not very far.
Okay, Folsom to Roseville. And you came with Samantha.
Yes, she is my backup at Starbucks, and she's also a barista trainer.
You guys listen at the very first seconds of our show at 5:30.
We do. While getting ready to open up, we do.
And your whole staff interacts with us so much. We love it. Hysterical. You brought so many trinkets for us. Not just like coffee. So many trinkets.
Art of us.
Yes.
Literally art. Like, this was made by one of your artists.
Yeah, that's by Justin Olson, and he's our artist in the store, and he's also done artwork for many other places.
It's legitimately impressive.
It's beautiful.
Excuse me.
We got tumblers that aren't even on the market yet.
Right. This picture he made, by the way, we're going to post because this is the most impressive thing anybody's ever made.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I love that they even made Katie's lips look so full.
He will absolutely love that.
Thank you. Yeah. He follows you guys as well.
Oh.
But thank you so much, though, for
You're
all
welcome.
Of this. And you came down also to take the red Uggs, correct?
Yes, we
from
did.
Fun
from
Delivered.
Fun Delivered. We have a very special coworker that we are giving them to today.
Those are so sweet.
And isn't it for a very special reason, too?
She gives everyone anything. She doesn't have a lot to give, but every time somebody has a birthday or just because, or if a customer doesn't have enough change to ring up their order, she will pay for the rest
of
it.
Oh,
Kevin, go over and grab the red Uggs that we got in Fun Delivered and give them to Kim. You got to take your headphones off.
He had his headphones on.
There you go. Is that them? There you go. Give them to Kimberly. Thank you guys so much, though, for coming in. We appreciate you so much for listening.
You guys make the mornings every day, and that's our goal at Starbucks as well, is we like to make people's mornings and put a smile on their face. And you guys do it for me, so I'm able to open up with that smile on my face because of everything you do.
Oh, my God.
You sweet thing.
You guys are incredible.
Thank you.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This is amazing, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat, fully support this, but Bigfoot might actually become an official symbol, I think is the word I'm looking for the state of California. Here are the details.
Well, a Sonoma County lawmaker wants to recognize Bigfoot as California's official state cryptid. Bigfoot, the creatures are believed to be real by some people, but it hasn't been proven to exist. If approved, Bigfoot would join other state symbols. California's official animal is the grizzly bear. Our state reptile is the desert tortoise. So joining,
so like one of those type things, okay?
Okay.
Now, here's what I love about this. How did this actually happen? Is there a state lawmaker that believes that we should have a state cryptid, which is, I mean, I don't want to get technical. It's the term given to animals.
Fake animals.
Animals we haven't discovered yet.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
That don't actually exist.
And the answer to that question is no, we don't actually have a state lawmaker. So how did this happen?
Yeah.
So apparently there are these things called like placeholder bills where while you're working on a bill to get the final language and the final title, you put something in because you want it voted on. And he thought, wouldn't it be funny if I had a bill that was a placeholder to make Bigfoot the official cryptid of California? And then later he was going to replace it. The idea was like it would disappear and we'd never see it again.
Yeah.
However, since it has happened, it has gotten traction, and there are now hundreds, if not thousands, of people who want to come and testify.
Oh my God.
About why Bigfoot should become the first cryptid of California.
Okay.
I love this idea.
This is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
This is, why don't you get together with your little Ren Faire friends?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And drink some mead or whatever it is that you guys are going to do while you talk about Bigfoot. And then go with your friend Jeremy and get in his Geo Metro and drive out to the forest and try to find Bigfoot instead of having sex with a woman. Okay?
You are mixing too many different types of losers.
They're all the same people.
They're not the same. Okay.
And let us, the grown-ups, deal with what the state symbols will be. Ideally, if they could all be real, we'd appreciate it.
This is the official cryptid. It's not like we have like somebody saying like the official primate of California should be Bigfoot. No, that would be dumb. This is the official cryptid, and he is
another cryptid.
Another one's the Chupacabra.
Oh, or Loch Ness Monster.
Uh-huh.
Is Nessie one?
That's the Loch Ness Monster. Come on, Kevin. Keep
What's
on.
The one in Tahoe? Tahoe Tessie.
That's Tahoe Tessie.
Let's make her one.
No, we can't. We can't.
If we're going to do that, let's do that.
Let's stay local.
That makes more sense to me.
First of all.
And they're claiming that Bigfoot is all over this country.
Right.
There's only one place to find a Tessie.
Tahoe Tessie.
First of all.
And she's ours.
We would have to share Tessie with Nevada. I'm not doing that. Second of all, like what? She's only ours when she's on the California side of the lake. Second.
Well, when is Bigfoot ours?
Bigfoot's ours all the time. And I'll tell you, the most famous, if not probably proven fake footage of Bigfoot is the Patterson film shot right here in California.
Okay.
Wow.
Just like all Hollywood productions. But still, though.
You know what? Okay. I'm not going to lie. This is some big Sonoma County energy.
Of course it is.
You know?
Yeah, and those are kind of, they would be my people if they weren't so granola-y, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, here are some things that already exist. We have a state color.
Yeah. Which is?
Well, it's two, blue and gold. How'd that get through?
Oh.
We have a state bat. We have a state dinosaur.
What's our state dinosaur?
The Augustosaurus.
Is that because it was like indigenous to California?
Probably. I don't know.
Unlike Bigfoot.
Hey.
He seems to be a real Washingtonian, if you ask me.
I'm saying if California can have an official folk dance.
Which is what?
Which is the square dance.
Oh, that's a fun one. See?
If we can also have an official fabric.
Okay.
There's no reason why we can't have an official cryptid.
Well, I think the reason is probably the made up part.
Right. It's fake.
It's not fake. We haven't discovered it yet.
Okay, you want we haven't discovered news.
A woman that has had sex with Kevin, says that it definitely has.
Why are we turning it on me?
You're right. I'm so sorry.
I was on your side, but you know
he
what?
Got me mad.
I like Bigfoot.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin.
Let's put Bigfoot on the map.
I appreciate that, although Katie does make a really good point.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Don't let the looks fool you. She is ready to battle and she might be smarter than you. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Katie? And the jackpot had to get reset. It's all right. Happens sometimes, but we play mostly for pride today. Cameron, are you there?
I am.
All right, you're caller 17, so congratulations. Katie's leaving the studio right now. I got five questions dealing with pop culture, and we are brought to you by American Furniture Galleries. Here we go. Question one. Remember last summer when Michael Cera and Kristen Stewart were in Sacramento filming a movie called Sacramento? Well, the trailer for it finally dropped, and it looks hella good, with tons of Sacramento landmarks to see in the trailer alone. I'm excited to see this. Text the word SAC, S-A-C, to 909-1065 to see the trailer. In Twilight, did Kristen Stewart's character Bella ever become a vampire?
No.
Question two, Katy Perry is going to space. Yeah, she is going up on a flight for Blue Origin, which is owned by Jeff Bezos. And she's not the only celebrity going. Gayle King will also join her on the same flight. Earth is the third planet from the sun. Which is the second?
Wait, I'm sorry, repeat the question.
Earth is the third planet from the sun. What is the second?
Second planet from the sun.
3 seconds. 3, 2,
ooh.
1.
Saturn.
Alrighty. Question 3. Believe it or not, Shrek 5 is coming out.
What?
And the teaser trailer came out yesterday for it. It doesn't show any footage from the movie, but what it does show is Shrek and Fiona's teenage daughter. And what shocked everyone was that she is voiced by Zendaya, which was kept a secret this whole time. Who is the bad guy? Excuse me. Who is the bad guy in the first Shrek movie?
Lord Farquaad.
Question 4. Peppa Pig has been a hit children's show for 20 years, and it's about to get a really big change. Peppa Pig's mum announced to Peppa, her brother, and the world that she is pregnant. Congratulations. True or false? Piglets lose track of who their mother is in a pen full of pigs.
True.
And question five, tooth fairy payments are on a downward trajectory in this economy. New research shows that tooth price has dropped 6% in the last year. And now the average payment per tooth by the tooth fairy is $5.01. That is the average. So if you lost and got paid for all 32 of your teeth, how much would you get?
$160.32.
All righty, Kevin, bring Katie back in here. Cameron, where are we off to today?
I'm heading to work.
Heading to work. Okay, and you live in Lincoln. Where do you work?
I work in Auburn.
In Auburn. That's okay. That's not so bad. And what do you do for a living?
I work at a doctor's office.
Oh, yes. I love that. Probably the doctor.
You know what? Right. Are you the doctor?
Luckily, no, I'm not the doctor.
Oh, luckily.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
That's too much stress.
Right.
It is a lot. It does seem like a lot of stress. It does seem like the doctor just kind of waits in their office until somebody just goes, they'll see the patient is ready, and then the doctor goes, I'll be there in 20 minutes. I'm playing exactly. Candy Crush. All right, Cameron's now on hold. Katie, here we go. Question one. Last summer, I don't know if you remember this or not, Michael Cera and Kristen Stewart were in town filming a movie called Sacramento. And the trailer for that movie actually finally dropped, and you can see it by texting SAC, S-A-C, to 909-1065. Tons of Sacramento landmarks just in the trailer alone.
Yeah.
And the movie looks really good, too. It looks very funny. In Twilight, did Kristen Stewart's character Bella become a vampire?
I believe she had to in order to birth her baby. So, yes.
Yes, she did become a vampire. Poor Jacob. Question two. Katy Perry is finally getting sent into space.
Finally. God, it's what we were all waiting for.
Oh, boy. She's going up on a flight for Blue Origin. That's Jeff Bezos' company. And she's not the only celebrity going. Gayle King is going to be on her flight as well.
And are they, like, they're just going up into the sky,
they go
right?
Up, they go up into the orbit. They look around, and then they come home. I don't know why they don't bring Butch and Sunny home with
right.
them.
Right, how about we focus on that?
Anyway, Earth is the third planet from the sun. Which is the second?
Neptune.
That's way out there.
Yeah, that's the tenth planet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, it is Venus. Venus. Question three. Believe it or not, Shrek 5 is coming out. So many unanswered questions.
I guess.
And the teaser trailer came out for it yesterday. It doesn't show any of the footage of the movie, but it does show Shrek and Fiona's teenage daughter in it. And what shocked everybody is that daughter is being voiced by Zendaya, which they kept a secret this entire time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who was the bad guy in the first Shrek?
Lord Farquaad.
Yeah. That's right. Jack Harlow's favorite character from a children's movie.
Not enough Lord Farquaad references in pop music.
Not enough Shrek references in general in pop music. Question four. You know Peppa Pig?
Of course.
Well, Peppa Pig's mum had a big announcement. She told Peppa, her brother, and the world she is pregnant.
That is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. She's been around for 20 years now, so it's high time to have that baby.
Is she just going to have one piglet?
That's a good question.
Because don't they have a litter?
They do, usually. Yeah, that's a valid question.
Thank you.
Although, the last thing that is on that show is anything anatomically correct. So, I don't know. It looks like it was illustrated by, I don't know, a five-year-old. Maybe that's the point. True or false, though, piglets lose track of who their mother is in a pen full of pigs.
Oh, I don't think so.
So that
would... I would say false.
That is correct.
I think they always know who their mama is.
Not only do they know that, the reason they know is because mama pigs sing to their babies.
What?
They make distinct sounds that are like a little melodic, and it's how the baby pigs find them.
Yeah. Wow.
Question five. Tooth fairy payments are in a downward trajectory. New research shows the tooth price has dropped 6% in the last year, and now the average payment per tooth by the tooth fairy is $5.01.
Okay.
If you lost and got paid for all 32 of your teeth, how much would you get?
Okay. God.
3 seconds.
I.
Three. Two. One.
This can't be right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, oh, never mind, Buzz. But go ahead.
I have 5,032. No.
How the? You only have 32.
I know.
$160.32, and that is exactly what you said, Cameron. With a final score, Cameron got 2, but Katie got 3. Katie wins. Oh. She's back, ladies and gentlemen. It was just a little hiccup yesterday.
A little hiccup.
A $480 Jeez. Hiccup. But anyway, yeah. though, Cameron, sorry about that. What is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Brian this morning. It's not his real name, and this isn't his real voice. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Okay, this is a spicy, dirty little secret. You're going to love this one. Brian, I'm going to give you the floor. Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
So my dirty little secret is that I'm in a relationship with a woman, and I'm totally straight, but I do gay OnlyFans, and no one knows.
Gay OnlyFans, secretly, nobody knows. Not even your girlfriend, right?
Yeah, my girlfriend. She has absolutely no clue. No one in the world would have any idea that I do something like this, but you know, it's like I wanted some extra cash, and you know, I was born gifted, let's say. And,
okay, so
did this start before you started dating the girl you're with right now?
No, it started after, just because, like, you know, you get a girlfriend and you want to take them out, and
you know,
it's expensive.
So when you say gay OnlyFans, does that mean you are doing stuff with other guys, or are you saying that you make stuff for men? Like, you're
right.
I don't what clients, customers are guys. Is that what you're saying?
I call them they're my fans. These are my fans.
Of course.
They're only fans.
Right.
You know? But no, I'm not, I don't do anything with any other people. It's a solo act. Me just showing off pretty much, doing stuff.
Okay, but hold on a second. So there's nobody else that's like physically in a scene with you. Believe it or not, my experience with OnlyFans is extraordinarily limited.
I mean, that is
But they're still probably people watching, right? Or even like just one person solo watching you, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're interacting with them through text, right? Or voice or what?
I mean, mostly it's direct message, you know, like I don't put my voice on there or anything or my face.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you put your face on there?
No. It's totally anonymous. It's just like neck down kind of a thing.
Okay.
Why not tell your girlfriend?
I mean, I might eventually, but like it doesn't really seem important, you know, like I'm able to do the things I want to do with her. You know, like afford the things I want to afford for her and, you know, showing off on cam.
It's funny to act like you're doing this for her.
It's romantic.
I mean, I am.
Maybe you technically are, but like, if a guy said that to me, I'd be like, nice effing try.
Listen, how else can he afford your high taste?
Right. How else is he going to afford for me to be a maximista?
Exactly. Can't keep up with your Temu addictions. You can only spin the wheel so many times. How long do you foresee this going, by the way? Like, you can't do this forever, right?
I mean, who says I can't?
I think as long as he continues to look good, and he has a fan base, what's stopping him?
Has your girlfriend never noticed like all the like equipment that you have, like the ring lights and don't you cam girls have like sets and props?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that deep. You know, I have like a nice little desk light that's, it looks very normal. I just pop that on and just kind of, you know, prop my phone up. It's really not a big production here.
So you're not gay. You're a straight man, but you do gay OnlyFans. You're making a good amount of money on it, but they send requests. Okay. I can imagine what most of these requests are. Have you ever gotten and done a request for...
What is it that you're...
Where you use something like that would be considered a pretty gay act. Have you done that?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't consider it gay. I'm just like doing stuff.
Why is that funny? That doesn't have to be gay. It doesn't.
You're right. And wrong at the same time.
No.
I don't think.
I got to tell you, nobody would ask. Don't have to worry about whether or not you would do this. Nobody's going to ask you to do it.
Holy cow. OnlyFans. All right. Brian, thank you very much for your dirty little secret on the wake-up call.
Thank you, guys.
Make sure you check out The Random Retro, hosted by The Wake Up Call. That's us. Every weekday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's a brand new second show that we do on your drive home. So make sure that you check that out every weekday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The Random Retro with The Wake Up Call. And now, Katie, it is time for this. Tell everybody what the rules are.
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses of the movie, or any of the characters from, guess what? It's the movie.
Sing along, you know you want to. And it's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5. The end.
The end.
Give it to us one more time.
The end.
Oh, wow.
That was really powerful. I felt power. All right. Miranda, are you there?
I sure am.
Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
You chose Kevin. You're calling from Citrus Heights. 45 seconds on the clock. We're playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Biggest screen in town. They still have Captain America Brave New World there. You ready to play?
Sure am.
All righty. 45 seconds, Kevin. You ready?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, starts now.
Okay, not me, but me plus you is what?
Us?
Yes.
One.
Okay, and he he's a thief, but then he goes on a carpet.
Aladdin.
Yes.
Two.
This is another Marvel movie, and they have a tree. And
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Three.
Okay, if you get like a Medal of Honor, it's the highest what?
Pass.
Oh, Pat. Okay. Okay. Bears live in here.
Cave.
Another word for a cave.
A cavern.
Oh, man. Maybe smaller.
Were you trying to think of den?
Yeah.
Was it Den of Thieves?
Yeah. A den smaller than a cave. I'm not sure.
A den is not a cave. It's like a cluster of bears. I guess that would be like a den.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I
don't
think I knew that either. I thought it was like a little burrow.
What was the one that we passed?
What was the one that you passed, the medal one?
The Prestige.
Ooh, that's hard.
I didn't know how to...
I would not have gotten
it. All right,
listen, Miranda, you got three, so that's the bar. I'm going to put you on hold. And now let's play with Caitlin. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
All right, you chose Katie as your contestant.
Smart.
You have to beat three to stay in the game. Playing for Esquire IMAX tickets on the No Name Movie Game. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Go.
Okay, this is actually a musical. I am not giving away my shot.
Oh.
He was one of the founding fathers.
Pat.
Wow. Okay. This is going to be hard to bounce back from. This is the emotions of a teenage girl. It's animated.
Wow.
One of them is...
Riley.
What? She is in that movie. Okay, we'll skip again.
Wow.
Let's do There's Dinosaurs. You can go see them. Where do you go? What? Okay.
Wow, you
do
gotta...
you know? Okay.
Have you ever seen a movie?
I think it's your clue.
You heard us say, if you want to play a game about movies, call. And you said, that's me. I want to do that.
Yeah, I was born for this.
Okay, so Hamilton, Inside Out. That third really tough one was Jurassic Park.
In her defense, she did say Riley.
Oh, yeah.
I said Riley.
But how do you not know the title of the movie?
My daughter calls it Riley, and her name is Riley. That's why we never call it by its name.
It almost seems like you would have like a fun little way to remember that it's that movie.
Right.
I know.
That's okay. Listen.
That was a big fat goose egg, okay. Caitlin. So we're going to just let you go on that one. And now it's all down to Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Calling from Roseville. We have to beat three to win the whole game. You ready to play?
Good luck.
I'm ready.
All right, 45 seconds starts now. If you were born in the United States, you are a?
Citizen.
You are an?
American.
Yes, and then if somebody is very pretty, even without makeup, they have natural.
Ooh.
Beauty, American Beauty.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, you know the superhero where knives come out of his hands?
Wolverine.
But what's his real name? Oh, boy.
Oh, I can't think of it.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. These fly in the air.
Logan.
Yes.
Okay.
These fly in the air.
Bird.
Yes. And then the opposite of predator. God dang it.
Wow.
Stephanie.
That was so close.
We could have had it, but you blew it.
I don't think you blew it.
You did blow it. Stephanie, we got to let you go. Have a good weekend. Let's go back to Miranda. Are you there?
Yeah.
So much drama and suspense today on the No Name Movie Game.
Would you have gotten Jurassic Park?
Yeah, have you ever heard of that movie?
Never.
All right, well, congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, the biggest screen in town. Stay on hold, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you
Happy
got
Friday.
It. Happy Friday, indeed.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
I had an interesting night last night. My son is 8 years old. He has decided to make a pet rock.
Oh.
And that's not weird. A lot of kids do pet fill in the blank or something. Your kids are creative. Do they ever have like a pet fill in the blank?
Yes.
What was it?
Well, Morgan still wants a pet egg.
A pet egg? Oh. Well, that seems precarious and expensive right now.
Well, yeah, but she kept getting in the fridge.
That's right.
Getting one, and then it was her baby.
That's right.
And then I'd find broken eggs on the floor.
Oh, boy. My son found a rock outside from, I think, our neighbor's front yard, because it's a pretty nice, like, river rock.
Okay.
Brought it home, glued googly eyes to it.
Okay.
And I want to say painted a face, or at the very least a mouth. He's named the rock Simon. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. It's bedtime last night, and it's my night with him. So I'm like, okay, let's pick out a book. Let's get ready, and I'll read you the book, and I'll lay with you until we fall asleep. He goes, great. He goes, Simon wants you to read.
Huh.
I go, I'm sorry, who?
And you were you had not met The Rock yet.
Not by name.
Got it.
I knew that it was a project. Didn't know that he had been born and had a birth certificate and all that stuff. And I go, who? And he goes, my pet rock. Excuse me. And then I look over onto his nightstand. And not only is there a pet rock there with the googly eyes and I want to say mouth. He has also made it a bed. He has also.
This is so cute.
Wow.
He has also used a pack of Pokemon cards as a pillow.
Oh my God.
He
I
has
love that.
Also found a little teeny tiny piece of paper
and
that
made
is,
it a blanket.
And drew and colored it and made Simon the Rock
this
a blanket.
This is some baby Katie energy.
Wow.
Okay. So Simon's there. He's all tucked in. He is expecting me to read this rock a book.
And, well, is the rock not just listening? Do you have to direct this to the rock?
I thought I could get away with that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I had to angle the book towards Simon the Rock.
Okay, because obviously you see the picture.
Right. I mean, it was a surreal experience. Like, here I am, a grown man.
Yeah.
Reading a rock a book. And, listen, last night was night one. Where does this stop?
So, as somebody that used to do this as a kid a lot, I used to infantilize inanimate objects often. And I would spend a lot of time creating things for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, half of the time with it was me just building at things.
Huh.
And then eventually laying it in a bed.
But it wasn't a rock. It was different things.
It was different things.
Do you remember any of them?
If I could find some sort of small little creature, it would really get me going.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, I don't think I was beyond a rock.
Right.
I don't think that I was too good for that. You know, if it was a good-looking rock.
This is a good-looking rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I always wanted it to really have a lot of meaning to me. But I was so all over the place in my brain, I would let it go after, like, 3 days. So I don't think you've got, because at the end of the day, bad news, it is still just a rock.
So you would get really, really into it and then you would move on.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you. So, okay. So I need to just wait this rock out.
I would wait it out. Or I would be like, why don't you read to the rock?
Could I also, because I can do that. But what if if he reads The Rock, I still got to lay there and listen to it. I still got to be there. I have to be part of it.
Feels less humiliating.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Could I go on the narrative that one day Simon The Rock, if you're just joining us, my son has a pet rock now, and I have to do things for The Rock. Could I go on the narrative that The Rock has gone on an adventure? Or the rock just left one
and
day.
And it just goes?
Yes.
No.
That's mean.
No.
All right.
No. Because then he'll feel like he lost his baby.
Right.
He's going to be looking, touching the nightstand. Where's Simon? Oh
my God.
Simon!
You just saying that broke my heart a little bit.
Right.
Like him, like, knowing, like.
Checking his bed?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because he'll blame himself.
Oh my God, yeah. He was here when I went to sleep.
All right. Should I draw the line anywhere? I can read a rock a book.
See, I'm
not going to make a rock part of dinner. I'm not going to make food for the rock.
No, I'm not saying you have to
or
make
feed it.
He can just like put it at the table. Like if he creates some sort of little high chair for it, can the rock sit on the table?
Yes, okay. I'd be okay with that. Okay. But I'm not going to feed. I'm not going to make it dinner. Like if I make like
no, he's going to give it some of his dinner. Obviously, I think it's very clear. Simon can't eat all that.
Great point.
It's going to be a waste of food.
Yeah,
give him like an olive.
You're good at this.
I am.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but we have to stand up and salute and say bye, bye, bye to an American institution. And it's going to emotionally wreck a member of the Wake Up Call, and that person is Katie. And the reason why is we are saying goodbye to Joanne Fabrics.
Yeah.
Joanne Fabrics is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And I don't know if this is going to turn out to be kind of like Red Lobster, where like
Flavor Flav's going to try to save it.
Yeah, or something like that. But as of right now, the Joanne Fabrics is closing all 800 of its locations.
What?
Oh. Or no, I'm sorry. 500 of its 800
okay,
locations.
Wait, so, but why?
This is my store. I should know.
Wait, this is your store too?
I always go here for my arts and crafts.
Because Katie's crying.
I mean, I know her fabric is because okay. Joanne's has the best selection of like different types of yarn, fabric.
They really do. And here's, I can tell you what happened with Joanne.
Okay.
Oh.
And much like Icarus, she flew too close to the sun.
Oh.
And she started doing things like toy aisles.
Yeah.
And started sort of getting a little loosey-goosey on what we're going to have for the impulse purchase lines when you're in line checking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they tried to become a little bit too much like Michael's. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, boy.
But bigger.
Bigger than Michael's? Impossible.
I think that Joanne's is physically bigger than Michael's.
Probably.
And too much of their stuff was not crafts, was not yarn, was not fabric, was not stuff to make wreaths.
Mm.
It was like weirdo little knicky-knackies for kids.
Okay.
And bejeweled.
Can I point something out?
What?
You're pointing to that as the problem.
Yeah.
What if the problem was you?
Oh. That's impossible.
You and your like. What if you guys were not fabricing it up enough and it was not sustaining them? So they're like, Joanne had a board meeting one day and said, how we doing? And everybody said, not great, Joe. The fabrics is not paying the bills, not keeping the lights on like it used to.
Okay.
Well, what are we going to do? I have some options. One, we start selling food. That's stupid, Michael. It's bad enough you already work here named Michael. What else? What else do we got? And then somebody finally got around. They said, okay, what about this? What if we sell little figures of animals you can find in North America and possibly mythical creatures that you can paint? Like for adults? No, for kids.
See, okay, I hear what you're saying, Michael. The problem is you have to spend the money to put all that on the shelves and then hope people come and buy it.
You're right.
Okay, and then you know what Michael said? First of all, he knocked everything off that conference table.
Wow. What,
right.
What a ballsy little brat.
Right. He stood up, put both hands on the table, okay, leaned over, and he said, Joe, scared money don't make money.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she said, okay, you're right.
Hmm.
And so she ponied up the cash, and here we are.
The last thing
he said, Joe, feel broke, gonna be broke.
I mean, you're not wrong. As I'm going through and just Googling different things, I do see a headline right here that just says, 8 unexpected kitchen items you should buy at Joanne Fabrics.
Thank you.
A little too much diversity, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And that is not even the seasonal stuff. Don't get me started on, I don't need a skeleton figurine sitting on a toilet reading a book.
So it sounds like you have emotionally moved on from Joann Fabrics long before they they're closing all their stores.
No, that's not true. You can see cracks in foundation.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're not going to walk on it.
The last thing that you made that I'm aware of, at least for me, was a blanket.
Right.
Did that fabric come from Joann?
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
All right.
Not Babette's.
So are you going to go out there and try to, are you going to gobble up yarn as long as you can? Because after this, where are you going to get your yarn?
I guess Amazon.
Oh.
I know. Believe me, I know. You can't touch it.
Can't touch it.
You gotta wait for it.
You're not even sure what if it's the right color.
And sometimes I want to do some impulse knitting.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to just wait for it.
They are having a closing store sale, so I might buy a lot of things.
I think you two should go together.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Skip it holding hands.
Yes.
We'll say we'll do it for Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Think of all the yarn you could buy.
Oh my goodness.
Kevin, I want to hear the sentence scream from Kevin, come over here. They have alpaca.
Yes.
75% off. Spirit fingers in the air. February is over.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank God for that. And I have the most Googled questions for the month of February.
Oh, great.
Oh.
And number one is going to make Katie laugh and roll her eyes so much.
Okay.
Okay, let's go over the basic ones.
Okay.
The number fifth most Googled question, why was Taylor booed?
Oh, sure. We all want. It's a question none of us can get the answer to.
We don't really know. Probably because she's Taylor. That's why. But yes, she was booed when they showed her on the Jumbotron during the Super Bowl. Question four. Where can I watch the Grammys? Okay.
Wow. That important, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people. Okay. It was on CBS. Okay, just so everybody knows. Number two. What time does the Super Bowl start?
Sure.
I Googled that.
Yeah, I Googled that a lot.
Yeah, I Googled that. Did you Google it a lot? Like you kept forgetting?
Yeah.
Huh. It's interesting.
Sometimes they change it.
Go Birds. And number two, who won Album of the Year?
Okay.
Do you remember?
Kendrick?
No, it was Beyonce.
Oh, it was Beyonce. That's right. That's right.
Uh-huh. Cowboy Carter. And now let's get to the number one most Googled question for the month of February.
Okay. I
can't wait.
Strap in.
God, I hope it's how do I find the female orgasm?
You are going to love this.
Okay.
Remember, the number one most Googled question above the Super Bowl. When will the PlayStation servers be back up?
Oh,
what? I'm screaming. Did it go down that many times?
The PlayStation... No, it was just once. The PlayStation servers went down for 24 hours on February 7th.
Intentionally or accidentally?
Accidentally.
Okay.
And gamers could not game.
Yeah.
Okay, and they thought that, like... Google was going to have an answer as to when it was going to be back?
Well, they usually post updates when systems are down.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard. That like, okay, you can't game for the day. Okay, okay.
You still have the entire internet.
Yes.
You still have the entirety of the internet.
You still have the video game. Play it offline.
Oh,
no,
right.
It's not the same.
Right.
Oh, you effing losers. Fortnite doesn't have some sort of setting where you can just play computer characters.
I mean, you could build stuff yourself.
You could, but you could.
You'd be so lonely.
Yeah.
You'd be so alone.
I mean, I get that.
What if you just like went and had like human interaction?
Ew.
Gross.
What if you kissed a girl?
Ew.
Okay. Wow.
Grossy gross. By the way, enough people also complained to PlayStation over that. The PlayStation had to compensate these people.
Well, you are if you're paying monthly and you couldn't. Yeah.
I guess that's true, but they PlayStation added an extra 5 days to their PlayStation Plus subscription. So there you go, nerds.
Bunch of whiny babies.
Wowie wow. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.